Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Skin, I really dig that MrSkin.com.
And he's
get
back.
Something important, man. You know, skin. Yeah. Stopping me
What's
talking.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
I don't know. We'll get to this last picture, but it's you're getting weird.
I haven't seen the last one yet.
Oh, it's weird.
Oh, geez. Is that a horse? Was that a fist?
Not a horse.
Okay. All right. I'm looking at the wrong thing.
We'll get to it.
It's an alien. We'll get to that later.
Oh, it's okay. An alien.
It's a monster of some kind.
All right.
Yeah.
Is this, I didn't watch, because I know it was, they had a live, Shameless last night is on my DVR. Is this last night's DVR?
Yeah, it's last night. So I was getting worried because the first 3 episodes of the season 8 had no nudity to speak of. So.
Yeah.
Last night they made up for it. There was a bunch of strippers that involved lip, and the problem was there was nobody famous like Emmy Roberts.
Where you at? We got a bad connection.
Yeah,
right?
Your phone sounds pretty scratchy.
Yeah, can we?
Yeah,
Let me call you right back.
See if we can do this.
Call you right back. Okay, cool. Yeah, lip's one of the characters. Right. One of the dudes on there.
In the meantime, slam your phone against the desk a few times because I think he usually calls from a landline.
Yeah, he does usually. That's that is an alien. Or an elephant tusk in somebody's mouth. I don't even want to go to that.
you mean a trunk.
Did I say tusk? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I meant trunk.
It's exactly. More like an elephant trunk.
Try it now.
All right.
You there?
Better?
Yeah,
much
better.
Much better.
Perfect.
Yeah, what fun is nudity if you can't hear what the guy's saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're a little scratchy. Okay, Shameless, just the strip club from last night. Cool. I like that photo. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, and so Lip was involved. But nobody you guys ever heard of. So
yeah, Emmy Ross, she hasn't been naked yet this year. Now, granted,
I'm getting worried. Like,
so am
she's
I.
Like 7 for 7 in the seasons with great nudity. But let's not. Shameless has been a go-to show, so I'm not worried. But
no,
it's just kind of weird that they haven't done it yet. But anyway, so Shameless. But speaking of a show with great nudity, the Girlfriend Experience
man.
On the Starz Network, man. It airs Friday nights, and they've been doing 2 episodes a week. So they had episodes 7 or 8 this weekend. And, you know, the first season, Riley Keough, Elvis Presley's granddaughter, was the star. But then it's an anthology, so it's a completely different cast for season 2. And there's a whole thing with this political lobbyist, and there's these different storylines. But this Louisa Krauss, who, by the way, is on my all-nip team.
Oh, yeah.
Has been getting very naked, very graphic sex.
It's not like your fantasy team. She's on my all-nip fantasy team. How are you doing this season? All right.
So she's been just having wild, you know, call girl sex, Manhattan call girl sex, and then even some great lesbian action with Anna Friel, who's the... you know, the political operative. So just really good stuff. I still am saying right now, 8 episodes in, the Deuce is still number one.
Still kicking butt. All right.
Yeah. And with Westworld being on, being off this year, it's looking like the Deuce for best TV series. But boy, Girlfriend Experience is not making it easy. And let's see how the last couple episodes go.
Yeah, since Skinamax has kind of gone away at Girlfriend Experience, is probably the best soft core porn.
Yeah.
On pay TV.
Right. No, it's really good. Yeah.
So it works. And you're trying to say it works.
Yeah.
So I read The Future Man's actually a pretty funny show, but it's a naked chickenness. Is that pretty cool?
Well, yeah. You know, I was wondering if you guys had, I'm glad you've heard of Future Man, because it's by Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, and it's on Hulu. So our guys are going through it last week, and I thought you guys would get a kick out of this. So the basis of the show is this Josh Futureman, played by Josh Hutcherson. He's a janitor by day and a gamer by night.
All right.
And he's recruited by these mysterious visitors to travel through time in order to, you know, prevent the extinction of humanity. So
right.
So he goes back to the 80s, and he meets this Gwen Hollander. She looks kind of familiar, but she's a young woman, and he's hooking up with her. He starts to kiss her breasts.
And 80s hair, too, I can see
80s
that.
80s hair,
yeah.
Great topless scene.
Big time.
And they start talking, and he realizes it's his mother. He went
Whoa.
Back in time.
Oh,
yeah.
Back
so
to the future.
Throwing up, and it's like a really funny scene because they didn't have sex, but they like were almost going to, and she was topless.
So you're right. It's like when Michael J. Fox almost banged his mom there.
Yeah,
this is real.
Yeah, it's kind of throwback.
Well, that's
that.
Pretty funny scene because obviously he's seen his mom topless too. By the
way, I know.
Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, only from Seth Rogen. And,
that's
how much
great.
Weed were they smoking when they did that?
Exactly.
But anyway, so. Yeah, and there was some. There wasn't a ton of nudity in that, and this Gwen Hollander was really the only nudity. But it was not only she looks great, natural boobs, but also a funny, real funny scene. So if you see clips of this at our website and he's throwing up, you'll understand
why. Right? Yeah,
not because he didn't like Gwen Hollander.
It's just he almost banged his mom. Yeah.
Exactly. I think all of us could understand the throw up thing. Yeah. So, some more than others.
Well, at least
course,
he got to see his mom's boobs when she was younger.
Yeah,
that's yeah, look at that
all
way.
We all see him when we all
when
see
we're
him
younger.
When they're very young.
Yeah. That's true. I
yeah, but
that.
We don't appreciate it.
No.
Nice cans, Mom.
Yeah, hey, Mom.
You
never
have to say that.
Anyway, so I also wanted to tell you guys about a show that came out on Netflix last week called Godless.
What's it about?
You've heard about this. So,
I need something new to watch. What's it about?
It's set in the lawless days of the late 19th century in the American West. It's basically a Netflix original series that is a Western, basically.
Right.
So, but listen to this. This is why you might want to check it out. So this Jeff Daniels is an outlaw. And he's tracking his old partner, Jack O'Connell. And the two men make their way to this mysterious town of La Belle, New Mexico. And they go there, and it's inhabited only by women in this town. So now you got me interested
yeah.
in these things. So, but
plus, I love Jeff Daniels, too, man.
Well, yeah, and it's supposed to be pretty cool stuff. But here's the reason we were excited at MrSkin.com. So one of the stars of the show is Michelle Dockery, who played Lady Mary Crawley in Downton Abbey. She won 3 consecutive Emmys. You might also know her as Letty Raines on the TNT show Good Behavior. Her new debut in this, I'll try to, I don't want to ruin the why she has a scar.
Yeah, she's scarred right down her chest.
But that's
there.
Not real, obviously.
Yeah.
And she has incredible boobs, which I kind of was hoping she would. And
yeah, they're perky.
It's always exciting when someone makes her new debut. By the way, there's lesbian sex in a town of only women and full frontal nudity from other actresses, probably no one you guys ever heard of, but some really good nudity. The show's called Godless.
I'll check that out. Netflix.
Yeah, and that town of just women. It kind of reminds me, remember in one of the Monty Python movies where they went into that castle and it was just the women in the castle? There were all the women in the castle.
That's right. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, so it's kind of the same thing. So anyway, yeah, Godless, and very excited at MrSkin.com. Michelle Dockery, celebrity nude debut.
This next one looks like teenagers. Tulip Fever?
Yeah, well, it is supposed to be. Now, do you guys remember who Alicia Vikander was? She was the girl in The Danish Girl. She was also in that movie Ex Machina.
I remember I knew both those movies
yeah.
from talking to you, basically. But The Danish Girl, yeah, okay, got it.
Yeah, so Tulip Fever, we've known about for a while.
What's that on?
It's a
movie?
No, it's a movie.
Got it.
It's from I'm trying to think, the guy that did the screenwriter from Shakespeare in Love. So it's kind of like it's a semi-fictionalized account of this 17th century Dutch painter, and he's commissioned by this wealthy guy to do a portrait of his young wife, and he's doing nude portrait of her. So next thing you know, she's super hot.
Yeah, they're knocking it out.
So he's
yeah,
banging her.
Yeah,
and all right. So there's a lot of good nudity. And a lot of guys like her because Ex Machina is like a cult sci-fi classic.
Yeah, I remember that.
I've read good reviews about it.
Yeah. So really good nudity. I won't say it's as good as Ex Machina, but it's definitely hot. It's called Tulip Fever, and it's a new movie out on Blu-ray.
Now, is this the aliens junk I'm looking at?
Oh,
without being too graphic.
How are we supposed to know? So you are looking at something that we at Mr. Skin will be giving definite anatomy awards to for maybe the I don't know what you'd call it, the best sex with a tentacle monster.
But
there's a movie called The Untamed that came across our desk. It was sent to us from our Skin International PR firm, sent this thing that we should check this out. So it's a sci-fi drama, and it follows a couple in a dysfunctional marriage, and they find a strange creature brought to Earth on a meteorite, and the creature brings both pleasure and pain
in
the couple's lives. And there is a couple cool things about this. So this Ruth Ramos ends up in the movie having sex with this alien.
This is interspecies sex right here, man.
Yeah, it's like
Is this consensual?
Yeah, it doesn't look.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't look consensual.
Okay. This does not look consensual, but it is.
Right. Well, that's because it's like having sex with an octopus. You know, there's a lot of things going on. But what was interesting? Yeah. So she's completely naked having sex with this like tentacled monster. So that in itself is one of the weirdest things we've seen.
It looks weird.
But,
yeah. She got big boobs, though, yeah.
What they did, even for, like, you'd think, like, this is a low-budget Mexican horror flick. They did a Blu-ray, on the Blu-ray release of the movie, which we got, they did a behind-the-scenes of how they filmed this scene. And it's really cool because they show, like, she's sitting on this table. And they show all the people, all the tentacled monster, fake monster, and they show people lighting guys and someone with a camera laying under her. So it makes it more palatable when you see all this.
I don't know, man. It looks like I don't get how the aliens getting off, but it's just, I don't get it. It's a weird, I mean, you got to go check it out at MrSkin.com. Yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah, it's one of the weirdest things we've ever had.
Is it because you guys are getting so bored with regular boobs, you're looking for this stuff now?
We're looking for we're going to have a new thing, Sex with Aliens, at our website.
All right, that's fine with me. We'll watch it.
It's kind of tough.
Yeah, the movie's called The Untamed, but we also, like I said, have the how they made this scene, the behind the scenes, and that's pretty fascinating, too, if you're into it.
So, that's on the website, too? We can look at that?
Okay, good.
Yeah, we'll watch that.
And then the other thing is there's other nudity in this full frontal hot babes in this Mexican film, but it's called The Untamed and definitely
looks freaky,
weirdest,
man.
Freakiest nudity for you guys of 2007.
And does it move if you watch the scene? You know what I'm talking about? I mean, because it got to be who you're looking at here, the alien or the
it's
chick?
It's all like.
No, I'm talking about, do you get excited watching the scene? Because
for me it was a little weird, but I'm sure there's some guys out there that would like this, you know?
All right, maybe.
Just based on that picture, though.
Who am I to judge? Yeah.
Seems like kind of a tough tug.
Yeah, I might have to go further up here and tug it. I'm going to tug it to that dude's mom, I think, later on. All right. A tough tug is great. MrSkin.com, all those photos, really, they are worth looking at because there's some, and they always are, but there's some different ones on here, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so good week, and we'll have a lot more next time. Oh, next time I talk to you guys, top 10 nude scenes of the year.
Excellent. Looking forward to it.
It's that time of year.
All right, man. Thanks, Skin. Appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks again, buddy.
Mr. Skin. Yeah, that would be a tough tug.
I pulled up the...
Since there's other options, you know.
Pull up more on that show Godless on Netflix.
Yeah, I like Jeff Daniels.
Kim
man.
Coates is also in that.
Oh, I like him too.
Yeah.
It just start?
Tig from SOS.
Just one season's out there then?
Yeah, I think it's I saw the it was up on Netflix over the weekend.
I'm looking for something new to watch, you know.
Now, I used to be a bit of a Monty Python geek, but apparently my
I couldn't remember the main movie.
Memory
either,
has faded.
It's got to be something.
What movie was that from, Craig?
I don't know.
Castle Full of Women. Was that Holy Grail?
I don't recall that.
Life of Brian? I don't know.
I don't recall.
I don't either. But we just nodded our head and so we could move on.
Yeah.
Holy Grail, Castle Anthrax?
I don't know.
I'm just Googling up real quick.
I don't know. Somebody will know. Believe me. There's
Sir
a bunch
Galahad
of...
is led by a grail-shaped beacon to Castle Anthrax, populated by women.
That's it.
who wish to perform sexual favors for him.
Okay. All right. That's a good kind of castle. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Yeah. Dilly dilly.
You see the Pit of Misery commercial last night.
Yeah, this would be the opposite.
100 times.
Yeah, the Pit of Misery. So did I. So did I. He brings back the beer to the Pit of Misery, yeah.
Okay, so not only does that guy leave the Pit of Misery
right
to go get beer and come back.
Bud Light.
When he gets back,
he throws the keys.
He throws the keys away.
I love that bit. Actually, the Pit of Misery is funnier than the original commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, much by far.
Anything happened while I was gone? Carl cried.
Carl cried.
No, no, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Carl cried.
Yeah.
And the wine guy's in the cage. Do you see the wine guy in the cage?
Earlier we talked about the gentleman that wanted to put the rocket up in the air and prove that the earth is flat.
Quickly about Dilly Dilly. This campaign still gets, it's still going to stay somewhat red hot for a while. If there's a big Super Bowl commercial and it's a halftime of the Steelers-Vikings, man, you are just going to hate that day. A big, huge Dilly Dilly commercial during the first kickoff of the game.
I might not watch that game.
It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. I'd lay money neither team's in this Super Bowl. Although, better shot our teams than your team.
Oh, easily.
And Petey's team, who are real
brutal.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Right. So the gentleman that wanted to launch a rocket to prove that the earth is flat.
Right.
Oh, the limousine driver, stuntman, somewhere in the California desert.
Right. Mad Mike Hughes.
Oh, that's Mad Mike.
That's the guy.
He had to cancel the mission.
Right.
So far. Is that what you had mentioned earlier?
I did mention that he scrubbed the this particular mission.
Oh, did you know why?
No,
why? Did you see why?
Was there a problem with the...
Because he found out the Earth is round and said, this is stupid.
Was there a problem with the trailer? He had a trailer that he was using to launch the rocket from.
He didn't have the required federal permits.
Oh. So he's
bitching. That you have to have for your motorhome / rocket launcher.
Yeah, but,
oh,
but the feds are part of the perpetual lie.
They are.
The
they're part of
round.
The conspiracy.
Right, exactly.
Now, Mr. Hughes is a self-taught rocket scientist.
Oh, I love the self-taught
rocket
scientist.
Yet does not believe in science.
Well, there's a little bit of an odd thing there.
Obviously.
Yeah.
If you're building a rocket and you don't believe in science...
Well, he says, about science, he says that he does not believe in science.
Except for rockets.
He says, I know about aerodynamics and fluid dynamics.
That's science.
And how things move through the air, about the certain size of rocket nozzles and thrust, but that's not science.
Of course
that's
not.
That's just a formula.
Coming.
That's science.
Yeah. Never. Well,
Mad Mike is, maybe he's not mad because he's a... Daredevil, maybe he's just crazy.
These are the kind of guys you really can't to reason with.
No.
Well,
we know those
self-taught
guys.
Rocket scientist. Yeah. He's going to launch himself. Took him over a year to make this thing. He wants to go 1,800 feet high at 500 miles an hour above the Mojave Desert. He wants to get 10 miles high so he can prove that the Earth is disc-shaped.
Disc-shaped.
Yes.
Well, and flat means just a circle.
He spent the last few years building a steam-powered rocket.
Like a flat disc, or has it got curves on the end like a Frisbee?
I believe just a flat disc.
Okay.
He spent the last few years building a steam-powered rocket out of salvaged parts in his garage.
That's what I'm doing.
It cost him $20,000, and that does include the Rust-Oleum paint to make it look nice.
So that is the future rocket's steam power.
He wants to strap into his homemade contraption, hurtle over Amboy, a population of 4. I imagine the Dukes are there.
Yeah, that's kind of a ghost town.
Let him do this. Does he have a parachute on this thing? How's he going to get down?
And along historic Route 66.
This could be a Darwin Award guy. This guy, he could just go up, turn left, and hit a mountain and just die.
NASA is controlled by round Earth Freemasons. Elon Musk is making fake rockets.
Man, this guy's...
He wants to build his own rocket so he can snap a picture and prove with his own eyes that the Earth is flat. There is no difference between science and science fiction.
This is what happens when you live in a ghost town, kids. you get a little bored.
Yeah, somebody's off his meds.
Right.
Let the guy do it. Really, let him do it.
Damn it, I got to run into Needles and get some more Rust-Oleum.
Yeah. Let him do it. Looking forward to that. All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.